something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your kindness, for your love, for your grace, for your presence with us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher, our guide, our instructor. Thank you for opening our hearts to the kingdom of God. Thank you for helping us understand the scriptures. Thank you for filling us with your divine presence. We're grateful to you. We're thankful that we can receive the word, that we can acknowledge your truth. Thank you for your grace. And now again, our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God. We receive it gladly with faith and meekness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. We started discussing something last Wednesday night, and I want to continue with that tonight. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 5. Ye also as lively stones, and that means living stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And it was something along the lines of our priesthood and sacrifices. And I'll tell you why that is important. You know, we have come to Christ. We say that we are children of God because that's what the Bible says we are. And God does so many things for us. He blesses us in so many different ways. So our lives are full of testimonies. Is that right? But then, what do we do for the Lord? What is our own responsibility? What does God expect of us? What does God want? I always had those concerns, you know, for many years. While growing up, I always thought about, what is it we do for God? You know, some people think God is there to answer our prayer. They think that's what he exists for. God doesn't exist for us. We exist for God. He doesn't live for us. We live for him. He's not there for us. We are here for him. And we need to realize this. If we change our thinking along these lines, it'll change our attitude and our way of life and our expectations. Hey, who made who? We didn't make him. He made us. We're not the ones that have a purpose for his life. We don't have a plan for God. It's God who has a plan for us. Because he put us here. So the question we ought to be asking is, why am I here? See, what's the purpose for my life? What does God want of me? Why weren't you stillborn? Why didn't you die at birth? Why didn't you die when you were growing up? Why are you still here? Not because you're better than others. So you ought to make up your mind, there must be a reason for you still being here. And if there's a reason for you being here, fulfill it. But you know, there are a lot of people who are, they were raised selfish, born selfish, self-centered. All they think about is their own life. All they think about is themselves. Their prayer is full of requests for themselves. All they have ever thought about is themselves. Don't be that kind of a man or woman. All they think about is themselves. What a life. What a wasted life. People who always only think about themselves, what they want for themselves, everything they've ever done for themselves. All the time. Now, you know, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and I'll read to you from verse 14 into verse 15. It says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." That Jesus died for all of us, everybody, so that those who live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto the one who died for them. If you truly believe in Jesus Christ and that he died for you, he says that you ought to live for him. You ought to live for him. Because the only reason you live today is because of him. And if you believe that, then you live for him. Praise God. And so, our understanding of God's requirements can help us in our way of life. I explained something. I said, what is God's dream? What is his dream? And we read from Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. You remember? When he said to the children of Israel that if they would obey him, he would make out of them a kingdom of priests if they would obey his commandments. And then we talked about the fact that over in the New Testament, the gospel came to us without our having to obey his laws. He brought the gospel to us that in Christ Jesus, life has been given to us. And that if we will accept his lordship and come into his kingdom by virtue of the lordship of Jesus Christ, then we become a kingdom of priests. And so we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, let's go back there, verse 9, where he said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." That's a kingdom of priests. Royalty. That's a kingdom of priests. He says, "A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Oh, glory to God. Wonderful. And so we read in that verse 5 of the same chapter, the same book, "Ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." So he expects us to offer spiritual sacrifices.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.